It is gutter. I am stepping in on this one for Roberto across the next few weeks. Ian will be stepping in for Roberto. Beth will be as well. And Adam, Amelia, all having a turn of filling, well, the impossible shoes. The biggest shoes in show business. There's a reason why he has all those awards and we don't. But for now, at least, we're all going to do our best, carry on manfully. And he will be back remotely from his idyll on Sunday. So look forward to that one coming up for you very soon. But I've got Ian Ryan here and I've got Phil Blundell. And what I want to talk about, Ian, is that we're another week along. It's Thursday now. There's, unless something comes as a real bolt from the blue, I think it's reasonable to say it's another week closer to the start of pre-season training, closer to the start of tours, closer to the start of season, and Liverpool have not filled any of the glaring holes that there are within the squad. And I started this week doing the Anfield Wrap, talking about things to worry about, things to be positive about. There are things to be positive about. I want to be absolutely crystal clear there are. But the last time there was anything that amounted to what I would describe as progress, and what I mean by that is the Diamande step away, which is making a decision, it's making a choice, and it's moving forward from a Liverpool point of view, albeit not in a way they'd like. It's now been a while since there's at least anything in the public domain that you can call progress, a change, a shift.
Yeah, I think most people would have expected maybe a little bit more to be done by now, maybe just to ease the nerves a little bit. But I must admit, I think I'm not getting hugely stressed out yet about it. I think if we were in this position in a couple of weeks' time, then I think I'm thinking quite differently. But there is still a little bit of time to go. I mean, I think whilst you're in July, you can feel relatively relaxed to a degree. But because Liverpool need to do so much business, it does just make you think, actually, or are they going to do as much as you think or want? And that's my concern, I suppose. I think
that's mine.
A lot of people have been saying, and I've been one of them, where you've said they probably need 6 or 7. And I've actually seen some people kind of almost say that's not the case this season, but I absolutely think it is. And then obviously you go and lose Konate and you feel like it's got to be around that number. It just has to be. You know, we can all fucking write down the names and stuff. So it has to be around 6 and 7 or something like that. But my concern is because they haven't maybe been quite as active as we want, it ends up being maybe 4 or 5, which would leave Liverpool a little bit short. Now, on the flip side, what I would say, and why maybe I'm not getting too stressed, is I think Liverpool have proven over recent years that they can just announce signings out the blue.